Good evening, everyone. We are back. This time we are here for our scheduled public meeting for September 26, 2023. So I'm calling this meeting to order, and I'd ask everybody to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind taking note.
Certainly, Supervisor Zahuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Knight.
Here.
There are four present Madam Chair. Supervisor Bruzzo did notify the office that he would not be in attendance this evening.
Okay, thank you. Just a reminder to everyone who is here, these meetings are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. Participate in the meeting during the public comment period, please come to the podium, make sure you state your name and your address so that we can add that information into the meeting minutes. So with that, I will open the floor up to our first opportunity for public comment. So anyone that is here that would like to offer public comment on the record, please come forward and offer your comments. Okay, seeing that no one has come to the podium to offer comments, we'll start with our agenda for this evening. And the first agenda item is our consent calendar, which anyone who has signed into the meeting has noted that the items that we're considering on the consent calendar are listed, items A, B, and C, and the board is able to approve all of these items with one single motion. So is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar, items A, B, and C.
A motion made by Supervisor Zahuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Is there any comment or concern about any agenda items? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the consent calendar is approved. So moving to new business, item A, the consideration of resolution 2023, number 18, the disposition of public records in accordance with our policy. So Mr. Christman, if you could please explain this agenda item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Each year, the township undertakes the process of trying to cull through old records. We are bound by the Pennsylvania Local Retention Act, so we are requesting this evening by resolution that we are disposing of 2015 records, which include APAR, payroll, bank statements, receipts, check stubs, and month-end reports. If this is approved tonight, documents will be shredded at the township's shredded event on October 14th.
Nice. Good way for us to use the shredded event, too.
That's right.
And this is something we do every single fall.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Is there any questions or concerns from Mr. Person? Okay, hearing none, if there is a motion.
I move that the Board of Supervisors approve resolution 2023-18. Disposition of public records in accordance with Township of Derry Resolution 319 and the Municipal Records Act of 1968 as amended.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zahuda. Is there any comments or concerns? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, B, the presentation of the 2024 MMO for the non-uniformed and police pension plans. Mr. Christman again, explain.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board is aware, each year Act 205 requires that the supervisors approve the annual MMO, which is the minimum municipal obligation for the township's pension plans, which include the non-uniformed pension plan and the police pension plan. So for next year, for the 2024 MMO, we're projecting that the non-uniform pension plan will be $626,890, and the police pension plan, the MMO obligation, will be $539,302 for a total of $1,166,192. Again, these calculations are based on estimated wages that will be paid that are paid during 2023, and they are offset by the state casualty insurance reimbursement funds. We're anticipating an anticipated payment of $750,000 towards that reimbursement next year. If that does happen, then our minimum obligation that we actually pay out of township funds reduces to $416,192. And we're required to make that payment by December 31st, 2024.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Christman. Are there any comments or concerns? Hey, Mr. Christman, this is something that's budgeted every year. This is not unexpected. It's yet again just something that we do every fall to keep things up to date.
Yes, and in fact, you'll see these numbers again when the 2024 budget is presented. You'll see that in the budget presentation.
Thank you. Okay, I will offer a motion that the minimum municipal obligation calculations for both pension plans be accepted. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Any questions or concerns? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Okay, next on the agenda is the approval of Resolution 2023-19 to authorize the submission of a Keystone grant for public library facilities from the Pennsylvania Department of Education for the Hershey Public Library's air conditioner. So this is a great project. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. So Allison, if you wouldn't mind giving us an update on this grant proposal that you put together.
Sure. So as the board is aware, the Hershey Public Library's air conditioning system is in desperate need of replacement. In May, you approved applying for a Keystone grant, and now I'm requesting an official resolution in order to fulfill the requirements of this grant. This grant does require that the municipality be the applicant, and a resolution is required to authorize the submission of the application and to ensure undisturbed use of the facility as a public library for 50 years or the useful life of the project. Estimates are placing the air conditioning project's total close to $270,000, and this figure is being worked into the 2024 budget. We are hopeful that the two grants will cover most, if not all, of the funding for this project. We're still in the process of obtaining an official estimate for the project, which is part of the grant, and the ask amount, which is due October 13th. This is a matching grant, so the Keystone grant will cover up to 50% of the project's total cost, with the township or other grant funds paying the other 50%.
Thank you, Allison. So if we are able to also obtain some gaming funds through the county, yeah, potentially the whole project could be funded with grants if this grant goes through as well.
Yes.
Hopeful. Is there any questions for Allison? Thank you, Allison, for putting all this together. I'm sorry, did somebody have a question? No. Thank you, Allison, for putting all of this together. Is there a motion to approve Resolution 2023-19?
I'll make a motion. I move to approve Resolution 2023-19 authorizing the execution and submission of a Keystone Grant for Public Library Facilities application for the Hershey Public Library's air conditioning system replacement.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zmuda. Is there any additional comments or discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Okay, moving on to D, the request to close North Hockersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive next week for the annual Antique Automobile Club. So Chief Warner, I believe this is your agenda item, if you would mind discussing.
Yes, thank you. Just a note, in the background information, there is technical updates, but it is correct information. So the notations are correct. So the annual AACA fall meet is scheduled for October 3rd through the 6th of this year on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. During this time period from October 5th through the 6th, an increase in pedestrian traffic will take place across North Hockersville Road. It is a connection for two large areas of the event. For the safety of the participants and attendees, Hershey Entertainment Complex Safety and Security has requested the closure of North Hockersville Road. They will place appropriate road closure signs and barricades, and will also staff each closure point. Approved, there will also be a variable message board placed on North Hockersville Road approximately 5 days in advance of the event to warn motorists who routinely use this roadway. This is a closure that we've done for several years for this event and have experienced no problems with it.
Thank you, Chief. Is there any comments or concerns from the floor? Any questions from the chair? Okay. Hearing none, is there a motion to close the road next week?
I'll make the motion at the request to close North Hockersville Road, State Route 2011, from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 11 p.m. on Thursday, October 5th, 2023, to 5 p.m. on Friday, October 6th, 2023, for the annual Antique Automobile Club of America, AACA, fall meet being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. Be approved.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Samuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comments or discussion? Okay, hearing none, all of those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Again, another road closure to discuss, and this is for the PIAA Cross Country Championship in November. So, Chief Warner.
Thank you. Yes, correct. It's the same segment of roadway on North Hockersville that will be closed for the PIAA Cross Country Championships on Saturday, November 4th. The runners cross North Hockersville Road at two locations, and they also have spectators that will be going back and forth between the main parking lot area and the portion of Parkview Golf Course, which they converted into race course. For the safety of the runners and spectators, the Hershey Entertainment and Complex Safety and Security has requested the closure of North Hockersville Road. Again, they will place the road closure signs and barricades and staff each closure point, and they will also place the variable message board ahead of the event to warn motorists that it's going to be closed. And again, I have no issues with this closure in the past. Can't tell you how many years they've been doing that championship over there.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for the chief on this resolution? All right, hearing none, I will offer a motion to close North Hockersville Road from Old West Chocolate Ave to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 4th, 2023, for the annual PIAA Cross Country Championship being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. Be hereby approved. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any concerns or discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes. Okay, now letter F. This is the consideration of time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision plan of 208 Clark Road, Plat 13. Mr.
Hebig. As you mentioned, this is a consideration of time extension for Plat 1368. The Board of Supervisors approved Plat 1368 on April 11th of this year, and the applicant, by way of their engineer, has requested an extension until April 23rd, 2024 to address the remaining conditions.
And Mr. Hebig, from your report, it looks like they've met a lot of the conditions already. I think they've been working towards.
Yes, they're well on their way to meeting all the conditions.
Okay. Is there any questions from both of the board? All right. Are there any motion?
I move that the approval of the preliminary final subdivision plan of 208 Clark Road, Plat 1368, is extended to April 23rd, 2024, subject to compliance with items 1 through 15. In the assistant department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
Motion made by Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zubina. Is there any discussion or comments in regards to the motion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes.
I understand the only thing left is security, right?
I believe, yes.
Yeah, okay.
The engineer is working on everything else, getting everything in a presentable format.
Melissa and I talked about the security. We've got that detailed worked out now.
Okay.
Are you the property owner?
Yeah.
And we have the development agreements. I think Janelle provided some comments, and we'll send them to you as well once there's a letter of credit cap. However, your notes on financial security to provide the development agreements.
Okay, that takes care of this evening's business. So that brings us to supervisor board and committee reports. So we'll do our normal protocol. We'll start to the left with Supervisor Zamuda.
Thank you, Ms. Chairman. I want to remind the public that we have a soup cook-off coming up this weekend. And I was at a transportation discussion this morning, but I'm going to allow Ms. Nutt to comment on that. That's it.
All right, Supervisor Carano.
Yes, Carter and I had a DTMA meeting last night that he'll take care of the report. Just kidding, I'll do it. High points are Oakmont Community Stormwater Basin improvements. The work on the Oakmont Community Stormwater Basin will resume in the next couple of weeks. Forest Avenue Stormwater Swale improvements. Upgrades of the existing stormwater swale located at Forest Avenue on the Hershey Medical Center will begin once the Oakmont crossing is complete. Construction of Bullfrog Valley and Deer Run stream restoration, is mostly complete. Based on a recent inspection by the PADEP, additional on-site work will be required to finalize the project and to close out the permit. That is all.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Carano. As Supervisor Zamuda noted, both of us were part of the staff meeting on the transportation issues facing the township. Looks like we have our last concert on Wednesday, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Hopefully the traffic will be somewhat less impactful because the Hershey Park isn't open on Wednesday. We just discussed a number of safety issues. Most importantly, we went over the list of asks that we have for making Ridge Road more safe for the pedestrians that are crossing Ridge Road. We also talked about some of the same projects that Supervisor Carano just mentioned, as they will have transportation impacts, specifically the Oakmont culvert that will be replaced that will require a closure along Wood Road for a period of time. We're looking, we're hearing that that will probably be late October, beginning of November, when that will take place. And we just generally talked about a number of other safety improvements that we could make and some grants that we could apply for in the coming months to alleviate some pressure on taxpayers for paying for some projects. So good meeting. That's my only report for this evening, Mr. Weber. Okay, so let's move on to our staff member reports. So, Chief Warner, do you have anything else for this evening?
You kind of stole my thunder on the Red Hot Chili Peppers, so the last concert of the season. But that's the only thing I was going to mention. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Sassman.
Well, I'm following suit. Just want to remind everybody for the Super Bowl. The supervisors made it to the punch, but I look forward to seeing everyone there.
Thank you. Mr. Clark.
We're geared up for leaf season. We'll start that on Monday as needed. And of course, ramp up as the weeks go on.
Thank you. That seems like the leaves are falling pretty early this year.
We were out Friday again in some of the lower lying areas to back them out of there before the rains came this week. So we didn't have any problems.
Well, thank you for that. Mrs. Jacobine.
I just want to remind everyone that next weekend is October 7th, and that is our Chocolate Town Book Festival. That'll happen from 11 to 3, and we have over 50 local authors who will be at the library presenting their different writings and all of that. They'll be available for sale. They'll sign them afterwards. And to kick that off, we're actually hosting Isaac Fitzgerald on October 6th at 6 p.m. at Castle Vineyards. And he regularly appears on Good Morning America to talk about his books and give book recommendations. He's apparently a very lively speaker, and we're very much looking forward to it.
Mrs. Jackman, I wanted to also mention when we met over at the library, the costume swap.
Oh, yes.
That is such a fun idea that
we
that
had about 134
doing.
Costumes turned in, and we had lots of people come, and the kids wore their costumes out of the library, and I saw a little knight who was running around. Absolutely adorable.
Oh, so. That's such a great idea.
Yes,
too.
It's fantastic. So we'll probably be running it again next year, so clean out your closets.
Mr. Jackson.
I have no report this evening.
No report. Mr. Stapp.
Just a few items to elaborate on. You mentioned the funding applications or funding programs that are open. There is a CFA, local share account, grant that's currently open. Applications for that are due in November. PennDOT multimodal transportation fund is also open, and that's also due in November. And we anticipate PennDOT's Greenlight Go funding will be open within the next month or so. We'll be working with the transportation group to identify projects, and hopefully obtain money for those. Also met today with Dave Havig, and I both met with Tri-County Regional Planning Commission. They're updating the HATS transportation improvement plan, what they do every 2 years, to update the projects that are going to be funded over the following 4 years, as well as identify kind of wish list projects that they're pulling from as they update this plan. So, nothing more on that. Should be hearing from them within the next month or so, a little more feedback on where they're going, and by the end of the year they should have their tip pretty much wrapped up for official action early in 2024.
Thank you, Mr. Havig. Anything additional this evening?
Yes. We have received a intermunicipal transfer request of a liquor license, and I have three dates for you to choose from. I was trying to project it on the board, but I cannot figure that out. So we have October 24th, which is a regularly scheduled meeting night at 6:45 p.m. We have Tuesday, November 14th, which is another meeting. Actually, they're all meeting nights.
Oh.
So Tuesday the 14th at 6:45 p.m. or November 28th at 6:45 p.m.
How long do you expect the hearing to take place?
We're scheduling it for 15 minutes before the regular meeting, so we're expecting 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, this is a liquor license transfer. You have to be found before. I would suggest if you could get maybe 2 days so I can, when I reach out to the council, make sure that they're available for at least one of them.
Is everybody available before the meeting?
Yes.
Because
it's before a regularly scheduled.
The 10th and the 24th.
It's the 14th and 28th of November or the 24th of October.
What was the one in October?
October 24th.
Okay. Yeah.
Work for you.
Work for you. Okay. Looks like you have three options.
All right. Great. One additional matter is community development has hired a second full-time secretary, so her first day is Monday, October 2nd, so we are very excited to get some help.
Yeah, your shop is very busy, so
yes.
Hopefully that helps you guys.
Yes, and that's all I have.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do have one item for the board tonight, and this is really a request. I'm seeking some consensus from the board this evening on a matter, but more importantly, this will appear on your October 10th agenda for formal ratification. But I was made aware yesterday of a project or an application for a DCIB loan from DTMA for the stormwater management project on Bridge and Chocolate Avenue. As you're aware, the Gary Township Municipal Authority assesses the stormwater management fee, which is collected from residents in order to maintain the stormwater systems throughout Gary Township. From time to time, they need additional funds. In this case, they do need to go out for borrowing for this particular project. They're looking for approximately $3.2 million to complete that work. As you may or may not be aware, there's also a Commonwealth Court case pending right now between Westchester University and the Borough of Westchester regarding the legality of stormwater fees in the Commonwealth. This pending litigation has created a bit of a ripple effect throughout the Commonwealth. We're feeling it now with this particular project. In the sense that DTMA now requires us to provide a guarantee, much like we did years ago, before they went out and sought their own individual rating from the rating agencies, and they went out on their own and they were able to back their own debt. So their request was they're seeking concurrence from the board to provide the guarantee in the event that this court case would rule against the stormwater fees throughout the Commonwealth. It would, in essence, become a stormwater tax, which then creates a whole laundry list of issues that we'll have to address separately from this. But the guarantee allows the authority to move forward with looking to price the loans. They can get more favorable interest rates through DCIB, but DCIB is requiring, again, the township guarantee. So if there's consensus from the board tonight to at least allow me to begin having those conversations with the authority that township would potentially support the guarantee, we'll look to bring that back before you on the 10th. Ultimately, as you're aware, we did this a number of times years ago, the authority would seek the township's guarantee. We would provide it at a subsequent meeting. We would approve those documents when they would go out to market for the loan or the bond or whatever financing vehicle they were looking to guarantee. We would be a party to that in the event of default. It ultimately would fall back on Derry Township. However, the authority has the assets to cover the debt service. It's just this gray area of the stormwater until it's resolved in the courts. I think banks are looking for something more substantive by way of having the township's guarantee.
And Mr. Christman, I think most of our residents would be aware of this project that we're talking about. And it's on Ridge Road, and it's kind of like threading a needle in terms of timing. So waiting wouldn't be advantageous because we need to get the project done in coordination with the railroad, and we don't want to have greater impacts on our residents because of the closure, and if we have to do the closure during tourist season, so we're kind of trying to minimize impacts on residents. So to do that, we don't want to just sit and wait. So I can appreciate why they're asking.
And so, you know, if the board concurs with that tonight, I'll move forward with discussing this. We have a staff meeting tomorrow. Bill comes from DTMA, so we can have a little bit deeper of a conversation about it. But we'll bring this matter back officially before the board of the 10th. Supervisor Bruzzo will be here, so we'll have a full quorum of the board. And but at least this gives me some guidance so that we can provide some direction to the authority.
Are there any comments or concerns that the board has? Okay, well, that wraps up our reports for this evening. So that brings us to our next opportunity for the public to place comments on the record. So if anybody would like to offer their comments, please come forward and the floor is yours.
Okay. Rich Campbell, 39, Hopkinsville Road, Hershey. I think Mr. Campbell, you were talking about PennDOT working on roads resurfacing coming up next year. Is that correct? Was there some discussion about that?
I had mentioned that there were some grant applications that were open.
I live in North Hopkinsville Road, and if you're familiar with that road, it's a fire hydrant. And the last time they resurfaced a road and grounded, I lost my curb. My sidewalk is now the road. All the water coming off the road runs down my sidewalk and caused a problem. It's actually sinking my sidewalk. There's always water standing there. So every time it rains, I get the rush of water going down my sidewalk. I spoke with PennDOT because there was markings on the road. And I asked them what it was about, and they were saying they were going to resurface or regrind the road. I said, well, this time, can you grind it down so I have my curb back? Because otherwise, I'm losing my sidewalk. So, and I think I talked with, you about that last year, a couple of years ago.
Well, yeah, you did. I guess you called the office.
Yeah.
A week or so ago. I'm not exactly sure the extent of where they're working. I know they're going to start, I guess, this weekend between May Street and University Drive.
Yeah.
But then through the winter, they're going to do some work as they can, some stormwater work. Ultimately, it's a mill and pave job that's like Governor, Fishburne, Hoppersville, down on Cocos, pretty scattered all over the place.
Well, he explained to me it would be before next year, not to worry. I said, that's not the problem. Every time it rains or snows,
right,
I don't have a sidewalk. And I think one of the alternatives was you guys were offering to put a curb there, like a bump, directly water down the road, but then I'd have to step over that and maybe one people trip over that. But hopefully this time I'll take it down far enough that it exposes my sidewalk again.
Okay. When they get into town here and get set up, they'll have a job trailer somewhere or something out to make contact with them. Yeah. And I talk to them about
that. Like that. You can see where my sidewalk is.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah. And every time, like I say, every time it rains, I got to approve a river going down the front sidewalk. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And the second thing is, again, I'm going to start on this every meeting to bring it to your attention. With the cost of living going up and, you know, prices going up in the store, you buy things, people's rent, all these different things cost money. So as far as the township goes, why don't we start again getting all three parties involved, sit down and talk about the HR entertainment tax. We are absorbing most of the cost. We are absorbing the increase in prices. I think they should have their portion of it too. They can contribute back to us. Because with all the entertainment activities going on in our community, I think 85 cents for a $300 ticket is not fair. We can utilize that money for our school district, for our township improvements. And again, like I said, property tax is brought up before. We're going to get a small sliver of that. So, and the entertainment tax, I think, was on hold there for a little bit during COVID. We took a hit there. We had to, you know, lose some services due to the budget. So maybe we can start building that fund up again and get them to participate. So I really encourage that somebody seriously sit down and do it, because, you know, we can't keep going with this and expecting the townspeople to pay the difference all the time when Hershey Resorts Entertainment sits there and brings in millions of dollars, builds a $150 million entrance, and we're getting 85 cents on a $300 ticket. I think we've got to get fair again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble. Anybody else?
I just wanted to say thank you to you. You did a great job on both the meetings, and it was appreciated.
Not seeing that there's anyone else that is here this evening, we will close tonight's business. So, everybody have a great night.